Luke chapter 20. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority do you these things, or who is he that gave you this authority?" And he answered and said to them, "I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men?" And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believed you him not? But, and if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." And they answered that they could not tell from where it was. And Yeshua said to them, "Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things." Then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth to husbandmen, and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also, and cast him out. Then said the lord of the vineyard, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him." But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the lord of the vineyard do to them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "God forbid." And he beheld them and said, "What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him, and sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him to the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, "Master, we know that you say and teach rightly, neither accept you the person of any, but teach the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Why tempt you me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription has it?" They answered and said, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and to God the things which are God's." And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marvelled at his answer and held their peace. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, "Master, Moses wrote to us, if any man's brother dies having a wife, and he dies without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. Last of all the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife." And Yeshua answering said to them, "The children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he calls the Lord Yahweh, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Then certain of the scribes answering said, Master, you have well said. And after that they dared not ask him any questions at all. And he said to them, How say they that the Messiah is David's son? And David himself said in the book of Psalms, The Lord Yahweh said to my Lord, Sit you on my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. David therefore calls him Lord. How is he then his son? Then in the audience of all the people he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers. The same shall receive greater damnation. Luke chapter 21. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in there two mites. And he said, Of a truth I say to you that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in to the offerings of God, but she of her poverty has cast in all the living that she had. And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts, he said, As for these things which you behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and the time draws near, go you not therefore after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he to them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in various places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to deny nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess you your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter therein too. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now near at hand. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is near at hand. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all is fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with binging and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day comes upon you unexpectedly. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and stayed in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to hear him in the And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Luke chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said to him, "Where will you that we prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, when you have entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters in. And you shall say to the master of the house, 'The master said to you, where is the guest room where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready." And they went and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrays me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes, as it was determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Then he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that does serve. For which is greater, he that sits at meat or he that serves? Is not he that sits at meat? But I am among you as he that serves. You are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint to you a kingdom as my Father has appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that you shall three times deny that you know me. And he said to them, When I sent you without purse and sack and shoes, lacked you anything? And they said, Nothing. Then said he to them, But now he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his sack. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough. And he came out and went, as he was inclined, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, Pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. And there appeared an angel to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said to them, Why sleep you? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And while he yet spoke, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Yeshua to kiss him. But Yeshua said to him, Judas, betray you the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said to him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Yeshua answered and said, Allow you thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Yeshua said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which had come to him, Have you come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and had sat down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid saw him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, You are also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what you say. And immediately while he yet spoke, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, Before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Yeshua mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote you? And many other things blasphemously spoke they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Are you the Messiah? Tell us. And he said to them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Are you then the Son of God? And he said to them, You say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witnesses? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth.